The Ten Commandments. Hello, everybody. My name's Natasha, and His Royal Highness Prince Bertie the Frog has commanded me to introduce a very special story from the Bible called the Ten Do's and Don'ts. Bertie tells me that as he remembers, there were more don'ts than do's in the Ten Commandments. It's read by a famous English actor called John Le Mesurier. The text was written for children by Robert Duncan in a book called Once Upon a World. You can download more audio Bible stories from onceuponaworld.net, which is kindly sharing some of its stories with Story Nori.
Moses got to the top, and God told him 10 things to remember. They were the 10 things that make a good or bad person. They were called the commandments. The first thing to remember, when you are being good, is have no other gods but me. I don't see why you should. The second thing is simple. Whatever else you do, don't worship models made of clay. Don't make an idol in that way. I'll get annoyed with you. And in the third commandment, you mustn't ever say God, Lord, or heaven in a joke, for that would spoil my day. The fourth thing you must never do, upset my Sabbath rest. I've given you the other days to do your work in many ways. On Sabbath you can have a laze and wear your Sunday best. Number 5 is a good one. Remember what I say. Don't ever upset Mum and Dad in any little way. The 6th commandment sure makes sense. I know that. When I say no killing is allowed, but then you wouldn't anyway. Even when you get annoyed and don't get your own way. If you are getting married, the 7th rule is this. Don't try and love another or give the girls a kiss. At number 8, there's something I'm sure you'd never do. Don't steal a thing at any time from anyone for any rhyme. It is a crime. And they would capture you. The 9th one to remember, if you do as you're bid, don't blame a man for stealing unless you're sure he did. With all the people in the world, your neighbor is a friend. So don't be jealous, even when you want his goat or horse or hen, for that's commandment number 10. It's at the very end. Moses listened open-mouthed as God told him all about the commandments. Can you say it again? I didn't have time to write them down. God said nothing, but waved his mighty hand over Mount Sinai. Lightning flashed and smoke covered Moses. When it cleared, he saw all the commandments beautifully written on 2 pieces of stone. Moses thanked God for his help and began to stagger down the mountain with his commandments.
And that was John Le Mesurier reading the 10 Do's and Don'ts from Once Upon a World's Bible Stories. There are more Bible stories at onceuponaworld.net. And don't forget that Bertie the Frog also has loads of other children's stories at storynori.com. I'll be back with another story soon. Until then, from me, Natasha. Bye-bye!